is our interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word. I've written on the board, the anchor holds, and that is the burden the Lord put on my heart. It's simple this morning. It's not a complicated message. I know we're deviating a little bit from the series that we've been having, and I don't think the Lord's finished with us on the series of the Holy Spirit, but I also want to give out when the Lord gives something else. I want to be faithful to do that. I'd like us to turn, if you would, over to James chapter 1. James, the first chapter, and the second part of the sixth verse. I'd like to just take a piece of this verse here. It says, "For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed." There are many things in life that bring instability and insecurity to our lives. They have the potential. And there are things in life that have the potential to cause us to feel hopeless and to not understand the whys. Why is this happening to me? I don't understand why this happened. I don't understand the future. I look to the future and it seems like with circumstances that the future looks pretty bleak. There are going to be times in life that we're going to encounter those kinds of storms and trials in life. And the scripture here said, and it was speaking about faith, but it said that he that wavereth, in other words, let me read the first part, let him ask in faith nothing wavering. In other words, if we will put our faith in God this morning, it will bring about a stability and it will bring about a calmness and we won't be tossed back and forth if we will have our faith anchored in Jesus Christ. But he said, he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. In other words, there are a lot of people in the world that are being tossed just back and forth. In one day, they're in one condition. The next day, they're completely different. One day, I'm headed this direction. Next week, I'm headed a completely different direction because they've lost their way. Their course is not set. Oftentimes, because of the storms that life brings and because of the trials of life, we look to the world and look at what's happening in our world. And I would say this scripture encapsulates what's happening. The people of the world are being tossed back and forth. They're being driven like a ship in the middle of a storm at sea without an anchor. And so that's the reason why people turn to things to try to satiate the desire for stability in their life. And they turn to drugs and alcohol. They turn to many of the works of the flesh, adultery, fornication, lustful things, and it is in pursuit of trying to find some consolation, or they think it will bring solace in their life. But that's a trick of the enemy because, do you know, those things never bring stability. And we look at the world, the condition the world is in that has given themselves to the things of the flesh, and look what's happening. Are they happy because of it? Does it really bring stability? Are people think I'd be happy if I could go and do this and that and the other? Folks, those kinds of things are making lives, people's lives more unhappy. All of us this morning are going to face storms in life. And just because we love God this morning does not mean that we are exempt from being sick physically. It does not mean that we're going to have our bank accounts full. So no financial stresses. You know, I've had a very few periods in life. I remember one year in particular that we were especially blessed financially and we didn't have to worry about money. You say, well, you shouldn't worry anyway. You understand what I'm saying. That was one year. What, 20, Renee? But do you know that just because we love the Lord, we're not exempt from those things? And just because we serve the Lord does not mean we're not going to have some very severe physical problems in life. And just because we love God this morning does not mean that everybody's going to treat us with love and kindness. And there's going to be people that just flat out won't treat you right. Do you know that's life this morning? It's an unfortunate reality of life, but there are going to be hard times that you will go through as a child of God. It may be the earthquake and it may be the literal flood or tornado, but there's going to be storms. It may be soured friendships. It may be family problems. It may be family difficulties. It may be issues among God's people. You say, well, God's people, oh, yes, there are issues sometimes. There are problems sometimes because anytime you have people involved, you're going to have some issues sometimes. That's a reality of life, folks. It's a reality. There are going to be storms. There may be some times in your marriage that things get a little rough, little difficult. There may be times in your relationship with your children that things aren't just optimal, that there's some misunderstandings, or maybe you understand real well and there's a problem. That's part of life. And it's it's life that's going to bring some storms, but it's also too, I think about the song that says, your roses may have thorns, but don't forget, your thorns may have some roses too. With the storms of life this morning, there are also a lot of beautiful and a lot of good things that God has done for us. But in spite of the storms, and in the middle of the storms, there is a God this morning and there is a Savior that wants to walk with you in the middle of your storm. Because the world without faith, we will be tossed back and forth. We're going to be driven like the wind drives a ship in the ocean. But there is an anchor this morning that will hold you and bring stability to your life in the darkest storms that life brings. There is an anchor this morning. There was a man, I'll tell you a little history here. His name was Lawrence Chuning. He was a pastor, and his wife was facing some severe health issues. His wife had had 3 miscarriages, and that brings a lot of grief. Do you know that? You know that there is a loss, and some would say, well, you didn't know the child. I remember, and this just shows, I remember we had gone through that many years ago. And we were actually in Shawnee at the time. There was a grief that my wife and I were going through and experiencing. Because, you know, that was part of us. It was a gift of God. And we were out visiting other people and we put a smile on our face. And we were out at the nursing home and going through and visiting some different ones in the apartments. And we were trying to encourage them and we were putting on those smiles. But all the time there was something we had experienced that they didn't know about. Do you know it's that way with a lot of things in life? You're there maybe trying to be strong for your children. Or you're trying to be strong for the people you work with and for family members. And all the time you're in the middle of a storm. Well, this man found himself in that place. His father died that year. His father had passed away. His wife had had 3 miscarriages in a span of time. He was burned out as a minister. He was tired. He was spiritually worn out. And there were problems in the congregation. He was having some difficulties in the congregation. And so he resigned from the congregation as the pastor. He took a step back. And he began playing the piano. I guess he must have played the piano before, but he said, hours a day playing the piano. Till one day he was playing, and I guess he started to sing or whatever the case was. He was trying to think about what song it was, and he came to the conclusion he'd never heard it before, and he was composing it. And the title of the song was The Anchor Holds. And he said later in relating the history of the song, he said, I wasn't just trying to make something that rhymed together, but he said, I wrote that out of the desperation or out of the brokenness of my heart, out of the brokenness of the storms of life. So I've asked some of them if they would sing that song for us this morning. The Anchor Holds.
I have journeyed through long dark nights.
Thank the Lord. Aren't you thankful this morning for that anchor? In spite of the storm, we do not have to be tossed back and forth, driven by the wind and the storms of our life, folks. There is an anchor this morning that will hold us. That anchor of faith in God. Looking to Christ to see us through the difficulties and problems. I told Renee yesterday, I said, if it hadn't been for the anchor, I would have responded and been in such a very different place this morning. But in the storms that life brought, there was something that brought about a stability in my life, and it was Jesus Christ. When I would have responded, I would have been tossed. I would have been driven. I would have been moved by the forces and circumstances that life brought, sad though they may have been. In times I didn't understand, in times of my confusion, in times of my failure, in times of my disappointment in myself, in times of my disappointment in others, I would have been driven. But I can say as the author of this song this morning, the anchor holds. And no matter how dark the night, no matter how strong the storm, there is an anchor in Christ that will keep you this morning. It will keep you steady. It will keep you consistent. It will keep you from running away. It will keep you doing what the Lord wants you to do because your faith is fixed in Jesus Christ. I am thankful for that anchor this morning. There is a scripture over in Hebrews. Familiar with it? Says, which hope we have is an anchor to the soul, both sure and steadfast, in which entereth into that within the veil, wherein the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made an high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. We have an anchor this morning. We have an anchor in Jesus Christ. It's an anchor of hope. Hope is faith. It's trust. But it's forward looking. Because I look around today and I say, I don't see how I can ever get out of this. I don't see what the answer is. I don't see where I'm going to go. I don't see where this is going to end up. This is over in the 6th chapter of Hebrews in the 19th verse. But it says, we have an anchor, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. This morning, Jesus lived life. And He walked as a man. To experience the storms of life. To experience rejection. To experience financial difficulties. To experience pain. He knows how to empathize. It's more than sympathy this morning. He knows how to empathize with you. When you feel rejected. When you are disappointed. And when you are in the darkest times of your life this morning, I want to encourage you, put your faith in Jesus Christ, because that anchor will hold you. And you may not understand the end results, and you may look back at the storm and say, Lord, why me? But there have been millions of people that have put their faith in Christ that have gone through similar storms that you're facing this morning, and they made it because of Jesus Christ. Don't run away from God this morning. I look on the world and the storms that they go through, and there are so many that are walking away from God. God is the thing that will keep us steady. God is the source this morning. He's like an anchor in the storm that will hold us and keep us from being driven in to the rocks of the shore that would crash our ship. One poet put it this way. He said, we have an anchor that keeps the soul, steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. You know, there is an anchor in Christ. He is our rock this morning. You put an anchor in on ground that's not very good. You put it on sand, and there's going to be some movement in that, and it can drag, but you get that anchor fixed in a rock, and it's going to be steady, and it's going to be secure and steadfast. And I will just give God my praise this morning. I'm thankful for the anchor. I'm thankful for the hope that I have in Christ. And I look back in my life, it through some of the things I personally have gone through, as you can do in your life, and I will say the anchor held. The anchor held. Don't give up on God this morning, but put your faith in it. Get grounded in God this morning, and you can make it through with a right attitude. You can make it through affliction. I've been there. You can make it through financial difficulty. I've been there. You can make it through what others do and don't treat you right. I've been there. There's an anchor this morning that's going to hold you. And you may say, Brother Michael, you haven't been through what I'm going through. Maybe I haven't, but that anchor's going to hold for you. There's an anchor there that's going to be steadfast and keep you from just losing control. That's what you're at when you're in the middle of a storm and you're not fixed. You're not anchored. You're out of control. There's nothing I can do. The wind is driving this. But when you fix your faith in Jesus Christ, you are in control because Christ is in control. You may say, I feel helpless, but if you'll put your faith in Christ, He's not helpless. Folks, He's going to take care of you. He's going to walk with you. There is a story, and we don't have time to read it all, but I'm going to read a few verses out of it. It's in the 27th chapter of Acts. You all remember the story of Paul when he was going to be taken to Rome to stand trial before Caesar. And he warned him that we're going to lose the ship. He warned him we're going into danger. And they went ahead and left anyway. In that ship that Paul was on, they encountered a storm for 14 days that tossed that ship back and forth. And they were afraid for their life because they were in the storm. And if you read the story there in the 27th chapter of Acts, at one point they actually put down four anchors. Said they released four anchors. And you know, the end result was still that ship was smashed to smithereens. The end result was that ship, it didn't save it. But do you know Paul, on the other hand, he had an anchor that went beyond just that metal or whatever they used as anchors back then. He had an anchor that kept his faith and confidence strong in God. I want to read to you what Paul said. Acts 27, let's read in verse 22. Now I exhort you to be of good cheer. We're in the middle of a storm, and all your attempts, it's just not doing the job. Have you ever been there? You tried to put out your own earthly things. You tried to navigate yourself. You tried to control the storm. It just didn't work. And Paul said, I exhort you, be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. In other words, we're going to lose some material things, but you're not going to lose your life. This morning, you may be in a storm that you don't know what the end result is, but I want you to be of good cheer this morning because God will preserve you. God is going to keep you this morning. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, in whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. Folks, Paul found an anchor that went way surpassed the earthly anchors. Now listen to what his anchor was. The anchor was the presence of God. The angel of God stood by me. Folks, has not Jesus told us, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee? Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that with the burdens of your life right now today? Do you believe that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake thee? That is an anchor that will keep you. The presence of God. The eyes of the Lord, the psalmist David said, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and what? You want to talk about an anchor? Do you know the Lord's hearing your prayers this morning? You may lose your ship. I'm not going to stand here and preach a message of wealth, health, and prosperity to God's people. But I'm going to tell you that there is spiritual prosperity. The Lord will preserve you, and He can give you peace, and He can give you calmness, and He can give you happiness right in the middle of the storm. But you better get your anchor down. You better anchor down. God's presence will be with you. He's going to hear your prayers. He will not forsake you. There have been times, and I remember a time I was in Nigeria. And I began to have some symptoms in my body that did not look real good, disease-wise. And I remember one morning I sat outside and I opened my Bible and I was starting to feel some fear, I'll just tell you. I was some questions like, Lord, what's happening? I opened up my Bible. You know, the Lord promised to be with me. You know, that has gotten me through so many trials. When I don't know the end result, but the Lord said, I'm going to be with you. You know, the Lord's going to be with you this morning. I know people go through storms, but I know a lot of you all in the congregation are going through some storms. You're going through some hard things. You're going through some battles and trials. The Lord's going to be with you. The Lord's going to see you through this storm. Keep your anchor fixed. The Lord's going to be with you. There may be some temporal loss. There may be some things that you don't understand. There may be things people do that you just, Lord, why? The Lord's going to keep you if you'll keep your anchor fixed. God will protect you. And Paul's, you know, another anchor for Paul, he talked about the angel of the Lord standing beside him, standing by him. He also said, though, here in this 27th chapter, he said, there stood by me this night the angel of the Lord, whose I am. Whose are you this morning? Whose are you? I'm God's. I'm thankful for my wife and my children this morning. And I'm thankful for my parents, but you know what? I'm God's. He's going to be with me. He's going to be with you this morning. And he said, whom I serve. You know what is an anchor to have that kind of purpose? In the storms of life, it keeps you from being tossed. Because the question is not now, am I going to walk away from God? Am I going to leave the very things that I know the Lord wants me to do? No, I am going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, that's an anchor when your faith is tested by the storms of life. It is an anchor to be able to say, I know. I will serve the Lord. I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him. Folks, the Lord's going to keep you this morning. And he went on to say then, well, he said, whom I serve. And you know, Paul ended up, his life was spared. and think he seemed pretty calm, didn't he? But you know, I think about someone in the Bible that we talk about a lot that wasn't always as calm, and that was Job. You know, sometimes if we're not careful, we start to talk about all of Job's problems and act like he just responded with his arms folded, just saying, yes, I'm just waiting on the Lord. No, he questioned. He didn't charge God foolishly. He was perfect and upright in his heart, but he questioned. And he's like, Lord, I'm having a problem. And I don't understand. And he struggled with that. He struggled with the understanding. But you know, at the end of the day, what Job still said? I know, and I think Sister Jeannie may have said this a week or two ago, I know my Redeemer liveth. When I don't see Him and when I don't hear Him, I know God is still alive. I know He's promised to be with me, and I'm just going to commit myself into His hands. Folks, that anchor will keep you. The anchor holds this morning. He found courage. Fixed faith. Where's your hope this morning? Where's your faith? The anchor, if you will anchor in Jesus Christ this morning, it's going to hold. And then he went on, Paul went on to talk about how the angel was speaking to Paul saying, don't be afraid because you've got to be brought to Caesar. In other words, you're in a storm. It looks like you could die, but you're not going to die because I already told you that you're going to go stand before Caesar. Do you recognize that in the middle of your storm, and this is personalized, okay? I wouldn't want to do it and you wouldn't want to do it either, and I don't even know all of your storms this morning. But if we were just to go around, Brother Cook, we started with you and just went through the congregation and named out what storm you may be in. And folks, if you're not in a storm this morning, God bless you. I'm thankful for it. But hold on, because one's coming. But do you know if we went through and talked about the storms that we're facing this morning? The disappointments, the hurts, the confusion, that the Lord has a purpose for you in the middle of that storm. Sometimes we don't see the purpose of God. But do you know it's an anchor for me to know that God is in control, and although I don't understand, I know God has a purpose. He has a purpose in the middle of your storm. And you know the thoughts that God has towards you this morning. Someone help me out. They're thoughts of what? Peace. God, huh? Did you get that? To bring you to an expected end. Folks, God has some place He wants to take us. But ultimately, He wants us to get us to the end of life with victory in our soul. You can make it this morning. Do you believe that? Brother Leroy, you can make it. Brother Cook, you can make it. Sister Tammy, you can make it. All of us here this morning. Sister Jeannie, you can make it. We can make it this morning because we've got an anchor. That I know that God has a plan. I may not understand it. And He may not always reveal it to me, but I have faith and I believe that He has a plan. And so then Paul's response was, be of good cheer, for I believe God. That was an anchor to him. I don't understand it, but I believe God. It'll keep us. And what God are we believing in this morning? You read on down in this passage, and at the end it said, it came to pass, they escaped all safe to land. Yeah, their ship was in pieces, but they all made it. Be of good cheer this morning. What God, what Christ are we anchoring in this morning? I want to just very briefly tell you that Jesus Christ is the rock. He is unmovable. He is unchanging. He is steady. He's fixed. He's solid. He's dependable. Do you know there are people that you can put your trust in sometimes? You know people will let you down. People can fail you. Family can fail you. Family can let you down. And as unfortunate as it is, you know, sometimes the ministry might let you down. You think, well, I would have thought differently. Well, we're all people, and sometimes, in a lot of people cannot meet every need that you have. But there is a God this morning, there is a Savior this morning that is strong, He's fixed, He's unmovable, and you can trust Him. He's truthful. There's a scripture over in Numbers 23:19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie. When he tells you something, folks, God is going to stand by his word. And he has promised to be with his children. He's an anchor. He's unchanging. I'm the Lord, I change not. And you all know Jesus Christ is what? The same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe that in your storm this morning? Look in your past. Look at 10 years ago. Anybody face any major storms 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago? Some of you children, it might have been last year. Wasn't God faithful to you? I mean, really, wasn't? Yeah, it might have been rough. But you're still here. I'm still here, folks. Storm didn't get me. Why? Because my anchor held. He will be just as faithful to see you through the storms that you face today and tomorrow. Because, you know, God has a history. You know that? I want to read to you the history of God. Isaiah 25:4, for thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. God has a history that you can count on this morning. He has a history. We could spend all day just going through and recounting of the faithfulness of God. Has anybody here felt the Lord ever? Come on now. All right, there's a few of us. Was God faithful to you when you fell? If you are in a place of spiritual failure this morning, if you will open up your heart to the Lord and trust in Him, that anchor's going to hold you. Anybody face death? Been right there? That anchor holds when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. The anchor's going to hold, folks. Anybody here had major physical problems that affected your life? The anchor holds. Anybody here had family problems? Anybody here had a problem? You don't have to. Everybody's nervous about raising their hand now. Do you realize that with family problems, there is an anchor that will keep you? Do you know that when there are difficulties in the body of Christ, it might be in the local congregation, it might be in the body of Christ at large, do you know where there are tensions, misunderstandings, places the devil wants to work? You know there's an anchor that can keep you. And when you are kept, you are not driven by the wind. And you know what? The storm's going to pass, folks. The storm's going to pass. So what are we going to do this morning? I'm going to anchor my hope in Christ. I'm going to anchor my hope. And through the disappointments and questions and confusion and despair in the flesh, I'm going to stand on that rock, Jesus Christ, and as the Scripture says, I shall not be moved. Not because of my strength, but because of the anchor in Jesus Christ. And when the storm comes, what can we do but fall on our knees and anchor our hope in Jesus Christ, that, Lord, I'm lost without you. But folks, with Christ, we will make it. Maybe we could stand and close this morning with singing, I don't know if it's in the blue book or not, In Times Like These, number 6 in the blue book.